report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels was being groomed to run for president, he made the foolish statement that the next president should call a truce on the so-called social issues. However, Americans do not want a leader who is unable or unwilling to articulate and lead on important social issues. 4 years after Daniels' mistake, many have failed to learn that lesson. The New York Times now proclaims that the libertarian moment has arrived, meaning libertarian ideas about marriage and the family. We hear many people say the libertarian view is to get the government completely out of marriage. But where did that idea come from? It's not found in works of classic libertarian writers. Friedrich Hayek's book called The Road to Serfdom is a major source of libertarian thought. Yet neither this nor any of Hayek's later works question the value or necessity of civil marriage in a free society. Even radical libertarian Murray Rothbard, who wanted to privatize nearly everything, never suggested privatizing marriage. Famous novelist Ayn Rand, whose works attacked conventional beliefs like Christianity, never questioned the necessity of civil marriage defined by law. Nothing in their writings suggests that regulation of marriage is somehow inconsistent with individual freedom. None of those famous libertarians wanted to abolish civil marriage. So where do these anti-family ideas come from? They come from Karl Marx and writers on the left. Karl Marx hated what he called the bourgeois family. If communism is to succeed, Marx wrote, the bourgeois family must be destroyed. As conservatives seek new leaders, let's insist that our candidates recognize that marriage and the nuclear family are the essential foundation for a free and prosperous society with limited government.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autograph copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away, and I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
No, I don't think, but a cold kick in my tail.
Okay.
The last clip you played, I just caught what Ron had said. I just caught the last couple seconds of it. I had some pressing business to attend.
Well, you'll be happy to know. You'll be happy to know that you can go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and the entire 32-minute clip is up there.
I already saw it.
Okay.
And I'm fairly familiar with OPPT. I would love to have you and Ron interview somebody from there, preferably Heather, because she's most knowledgeable, and I think it would be a great interview.
And Ron, you voiced some reservation about what you heard in that clip. Would you like to relay that?
The only reason I had reservations on it, one alleges facts or theories without any support of those theories or facts. What can you use it for? You can't rely on it. You know, one of the things is that it was alleged that that the governments of the world were in default because they had done the UCC, whatever system they had used, and there was no response, therefore they were in default. However, and they used the foreclosures as a method by which it was done. But when you look at the foreclosures in every deed, every secured deed out there, or mortgage deed, you'll have a condition in there that says that the one producing the money for the loan has a right to foreclose, and both parties sign that, and that's what gives the authority for one to go into foreclosure for the bank to go in foreclosure if they don't pay. So then they get to use the UCC in that case. Well, what is it in this case? What are they relying on to put that UCC out there to default and foreclose on all the governments?
Bob, I think that was the question.
I would love to hear the response from somebody at OPPT to Ron.
And I don't know that the OPPT is on the right track. You know, one of the reasons that I brought up Fenner Goldsboro was because of all the infighting about the IRS and everybody's grand plan to escape the ravages of the Internal Revenue people. And people were, I don't know, the 611 or the 811 argument or this or that or the other, and everybody proclaiming that, well, that's not the way to do it, and I'm not going to join your camp because this works. Well, nothing was ever, what I discovered is nothing was ever 100%. Some stuff worked for one people's way of doing things while it didn't work for others. And then I noticed a bigger problem on top of it is that everybody had a little bit of knowledge and that's what they ran with. And when pressed, they couldn't give their standing a critical argument in which, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about, we better just leave him alone. Because as Fenner said, that 90 to 95% of the people that the IRS goes after, there's only about 5 to 10% that they go after criminally. Everything else is a civil, kind of a civil action. But it's really not civil, and it doesn't really involve a real court. It involves the IRS, little tribunal or whatever they want to call it. And then they bring you in and tell you, well, you know, you're supposed to pay, and you know, you have to file, or you know, your failure to file. I mean, they would get people on anything and everything. And Fenner Goldsboro was the first guy that came out with his affidavit. Hey, fill this out and send it to the IRS. I guarantee you'll disappear like a Texas fart in a Texas windstorm, which we have going on today. They will not see you, and you won't smell them for the rest of your life. And there's a reason for that, is because it demonstrates that they had no business entering you into this voluntary system, and you bring up the points as to why you don't have to be there, and they will leave you alone. You're one of these people that can see, and they don't like dealing with those kind of folks.
You know, one of the other points I had to state on One People's Public Trust is that they recommend that before you go into court for anything, a ticket or whatever, that you give notice to the court of this issue. And I find that irresponsible for giving that type of guidance, because if you send anyone into court without any knowledge of what the procedures are in court, but only to give a notice of that the governments are defunct and in foreclosure, the court's going to rip a new whatever for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's dangerous, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's also something else that happens, Bob. As I said, you ever heard the phrase, a little bit of knowledge is dangerous? Bob?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm wandering away a little bit from the phone. Voice is kind of fading, too. I agree. A little knowledge is dangerous.
Yeah. And what most people are not willing to do is jump headlong into this and gain a full understanding. So if you are pulled into a court, that you can make a cognitive argument that would be irrefutable to them. And that's been the problem. See, this is why the majority of people that are under the gun from the IRS go to one of their little IRS courts. It's not a real court. You can't present evidence. You don't have a jury judging the facts of the case. You have a little closed-loop system that they find you guilty on and then threaten you some more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, this guy perfected an affidavit. You do this and you hand it over to the government, you're never seen or heard from again. It's like the three monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, you know.
Speak it.
That's right. They, you up and disappear on them. Which is what, really, we want to have happen, but we want that to happen across the board. You know, I've said many, many times, you know, it's nice that people can individually save themselves. Well, I guess if I was on the RMS Titanic and I was in a lifeboat, hey, good for me, bad for the rest of you people. I don't want the ship of state to go down. I don't want the people themselves going down. These infernal creations set to rob all of us, and illegally and unconstitutionally, they need to be done away with. They need to be said.
You're speaking all the agencies.
Bingo. Because it ain't one of them that's constitutional.
I know.
Well, that makes two of us.
Well, it makes probably a lot more than two of us, John.
I think so.
There ain't enough of us yet.
As long as we keep doing what we are doing and we get really serious about spreading the word, I mean, it may be a self-fulfilling prophecy that we bring the government down on us, but I'm looking for the good people that we educate along the way that are going to stand up and say, you know what? Not on my watch. I now know the truth, and I'm tired of this, and I ain't doing it no more. What are you going to do?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. All right, Bob, heal thyself.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Tom in Florida. Let's get through these calls. Hello, Tom.
Hey, John. Happy Indigestion Day to you.
Do I have indigestion?
Well, I don't know. It's Indigenous Day, I guess. That's not a new name for Columbus, though.
Oh. You mean the guy that never discovered America?
Yeah, that's right. No.
Yeah.
But let's get some. I'd like to give you 4 points. 4 points is this. Number one, I was watching the news today. Only one station reported that one of the top officials in the White House actually was targeting the Tea Party. And the rest of the networks ain't saying nothing about it. But can you imagine if that would have been a Republican president that did that and they had this going on with the news networks? What would be happening if it was a Republican? How they'd be attacking right now in the mass media?
Oh, well,
it'd be incredible.
Well, MSNBC's ratings would rise out of the basement for sure.
Oh, absolutely. They'd be off the charts.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I hear the bump music. You got 3 other points. I'll let you make those. Jerry, Jeff, and others. 800-313-9443. Henry will grab you in Connecticut as well. I think we might have a line or two still open. Get in queue so I know how many there are of you so we can take your call. I can't come up with anything to rhyme with call. .com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. By the way, I want to get into this before end of program. I just learned the other day that Obama, Yo Mama, signed into law an amendment to the Executive Order 13295, which redefines who can be quarantined and why. And the reason I bring this up is we all remember the flying squirrel.
I remember.
Yeah, remember that one? Now, the swine flu scare that we had, and how the governors of the various states overreacted, and they were telling law enforcement this is going to happen, and if they refuse quarantine, you know, beat them over the head, tase them, kill them, whatever, and drag them into Camp FEMA or whatever. Well, this is kind of the same type of thing. Now, we got the Ebola scare going on, full tilt boogie. And what I'm trying to say is this doesn't bode well for a nation that could potentially face some kind of Ebola outbreak of sorts. I doubt it, but hey, we'll play devil's advocate for a second. It smacks of premeditated biowarfare, martial law on a nation's own citizens. Now, this means that any police officer or health official, you know, a TSA guy with a thermometer in his hand at the airport, probably wouldn't know what orifice to stick it in to begin with, then health official can, without question, on suspicion alone, quarantine someone simply for showing any signs of respiratory illness. Bob in Michigan, you're one of them. Hello. Now, none of the other warmongering Bush administration first put the order into place, originally meant to quarantine victims of SARS. Now, Ebola just happened to be listed on the original executive order as well, signed by Bush. Now, how did he know that? Well, you know, hey, they're all knowing, all seeing, and they're just here to protect us, and they're from the government. Now, when you add this to the fact for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and already has measures in place for dealing with the outbreak of communicable disease, which allows for the quarantine of well persons who do not show symptoms of their disease, then Americans need to pay some serious attention to what's happening to their civil rights. Scratch, scratch, Constitution, don't give me the 14th Amendment civil rights stuff. Furthermore, under the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, public health authorities and governors would be given expanded police powers to seize control of communications devices, public and private property, as well as a host of other Orwellian measures in the event of a public health emergency. So I just gave you the short skinny on that one. But it's there, and it's on the books, folks. When a government goes through all the pains of doing so much protection for us, it isn't on the books, so they'll never use it. Go ahead, Tom in Florida. Sorry, I had to get that out there.
Well, yeah, John, I think pretty soon we're going to have a purple penguin pandemic that's coming next.
Well, hey, the pinks against the purples, man. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, you're right about that, John. Listen, my second point is this. I've been waiting now 3 weeks for all the media, to report and show the pictures of Officer Wilson's photos of him getting beat up. How come nobody's actually showed the real photos of him? What happened to him right after that shooting?
Oh, yeah.
How come that has not been out yet?
Oh, because we're still trying to make people believe that this oversized little thug was a victim of police excess.
Well, hasn't been a long time now since the photos still haven't been released? It's unbelievable.
Well, of course. But, you know, we wouldn't be talking about this if the guy was white either.
Well, you know, that's another thing, John. I want to bring to your attention. I want all your audience to understand. Could you imagine if they ever really, if all four major networks were to release the actual crime rate by the FBI and the Justice Department, what the real crime rate is against whom? Could you imagine what would be happening right now?
Well,
I don't know if anything would be happening, but it would probably be pretty amazing to see what would happen if they really released the crime statistics and everybody in the United States knew what the real statistics were.
Well,
that would be shocking, I think.
And Tom, what is starting to happen on a very limited scale, let me underscore limited scale, blacks in this country, that because they're dealing in the white man's world, that have become assimilated to the culture and society of this country and don't consider themselves to be African Americans, but actually people of African descent that happen to be born in this country,
mm-hmm.
They're starting to make noise that they don't like the permanent underclass that's been created, or should I say the politically correct term, the culturally deficient. They're tired of it. They are sick to death of it. They don't want to keep being reminded that they're blacks because they're just trying to be human beings like everybody else.
Well, John, I think it would be sending shockwaves right now if the media, all four media networks would release those statistics to the American public. I think
Hey, because Jesse Jackson came into town. Al Sharpton came into town. Come on, man, we can't do that. We cannot blow people's illusions. I mean, I saw the photographs as well as you of the cop's eye being busted the way it was.
Right.
Now, could, and I would be remiss if I didn't say, if I was a police officer, I would have taken the guy's legs out from under him, found a couple of belts, cut the bleeding off, would have thrown his butt in an ambulance and hauled him off to the hospital to get patched up.
There you go.
I was not there. Got to be fair to say, I was not there. I was not the police officer that was responding to this. So, you know, that's one thing. But I'm telling you that if that were me and I got busted in the face like that, I wouldn't be a happy camper. But if I gave a direct order to a citizen that had just harmed me, being the police officer, and they did not respond to me, and they started to come after me, you know, oh, he was surrendering, his hands were in the air. Now, let me tell you something. If I gave a lawful order to that guy, and he did not stop, and I felt that I was in imminent danger of maybe losing my life, I would have taken his legs out from under him. But I'm telling you, if it was within my power, I wouldn't have killed that guy. I would have had his butt in jail after probably a very long stay in the hospital.
Absolutely.
All right. Third point.
My third point. I saw on a website. I like you to do an hour show maybe one day when you can about what happened with Proposition 184 in California. And now that I saw that what happened on that, one federal judge ruled against millions and multiple millions of people who voted that day.
Yeah.
And now that I see that in California, they lost almost 3 million Anglos since that period. Over 3 million Anglos have fled the state of California.
Well, and it's, what have I always...
3 million.
Tom, what have I always said about California? They peed in the swimming pool so badly they had to migrate someplace else.
And they're going to turn the state they ran away from into what they were so liberal in. That's what's going to happen to the other states. And these 3 million left, I don't know what they were.
Just ask Washington and Oregon.
Well, look at Jerry Brown. They elected a guy like Jerry Brown for governor.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
your fourth point.
My fourth point is this. About the, I was talk, last hour you had a guy talking about the housing situation. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's an organization called NACA. Is it NACA? NACO?
I don't know. Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, there's an organization called NACA, and they were having. I remember I was going to go to a presentation. They had this guy standing outside where I was at, by the courthouse, and he's saying, "Well, come on in. We'll try to get you a modification on your home and all that." And then the guy started spewing about who's controlling the banks and all that. You know, the big guys like in Chase and all these different banks. And he made a lot of sense, but then I was hearing that one of the guys. He's so filthy rich, he flies in on a helicopter in his house and all this. And the guy was saying that it's all a game, and if you're making hardly any money, they're probably going to give you a modification. But if you're making a certain level of money, you're not going to ever get a modification. And I'm like, well, you know, I was going to go investigate it, but I really never did because I was getting near such a little crowd of people. And, you know, this guy really made sense. And then he goes, all these guys that are bailing out government's bailing out the banks with billions and billions of dollars, but they want the average guy who's trying to save his home, they chase him out of his house, and that was the end of the story.
Yeah, and it's going to remain that way. Thanks for your call, Tom.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Right. We are back. Jerry in Chi-Town. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, John and Ron. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your contributions to this network.
Oh, well, hey, thanks again, man. I mean, I appreciate you guys being out there and going to bat for everybody else. I mean, you're waking a lot of people up. But
we need to wake up more.
I got news for you. I mean, I've got people tuning into RBN. I just pick certain shows that I think that they would be interested in. And I think once they listen to them shows for a little while, they start listening to others.
Oh, you mean to tell me they're taking the red pill and they figured out they can handle the truth? Because ignorance ain't really bliss?
It could be that. I had a conversation with a couple of 20-year-olds 2 weeks ago. And people were in awe. They were sitting there. I mean, people my age and their kids is who I was talking to, and they could not believe how I was connecting with them and they were connecting with me to simple facts of what's going on in the world today. And we were conversing back and forth, and I was pulling up legislation and executive orders and things like that. And these kids were, it was amazing to know that these 20-year-old sophomores in college were looking at homeopathic, holistic. They didn't care about the money. They didn't care about the bleem, I think is what they call it. You know, the house and everything else like that. And it was amazing. And these kids were following me around. I was building campfires and doing this and doing that. And drinking a lot of beer, mind you, but,
And they were actually being human little sponges soaking up everything that you had to offer them.
And I'll tell you what, they offered it right back.
Good.
They said, listen, Jer, you know, me and my friends, we're all awake with this stuff and everything else like that. We know what's going on in the world. My parents think they don't get it and everything else like that. And then when you talk to the parents the following day in front of the kid and we're talking about vaccines, and the mother stands in line every year for her free flu vaccination. Oh, my goodness. And then all of a sudden you see the look on the parents' faces like, my kid is telling me this, and now this guy's telling me this, and this guy's healthy because they remember me when I was 41 pounds heavier 4 years ago. And, you know...
It's a vast right-wing conspiracy.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, it was amazing. But, you know, the reason I called is because of something Ron said. You played that clip, and Ron said that there was not a whole lot of proof to back it up. You got to be able to back it up in a court of law and everything else like that. Clint Richardson has proved some of those other things that I want to say about the Universal Commerce Code, maritime law. You know, your body is, you're declared dead after 7 years old, after your birth certificate. Why do you think a lot of these people, I think it's up over 10,000 a year now, is home births? They get a midwife and everything else. I mean, they're doing it that way.
Yep.
One of the reasons is so they don't have to do the birth certificate.
They don't have to do the birth certificate. They don't have to do the Social Security. Hey, Jerry, down here in Texas... I like I said last week, I was holding court in the U.S. Post Office right across the street here. And I was telling people that I said, has anybody renewed their license lately? Everybody shook their head no. And there was, I think, 6 or 8 people standing there. And I says, well, just wait till you have to go renew your license. I said, there's a reason why they're not allowing you to do it online. And one woman looked at me and said, why? I said, because this time when you renew, you got to actually go into a DPS office and give them all 10 of your fingerprints. And that is, of course, if you have 10 fingers. And she looked at me and said, that's not true. And I said, really? I said, look it up for yourself. And the other people are just looking at me going, are you serious? I said, yeah. I said, remember a couple of years ago, people were raising a stink about providing a Social Security number for their driver's license? I said, they've done that. They shoved that on the back burner. Now they're making you give 10 fingerprints. And I said, where do you think that information is going to go? Right over to the federal government, into their databases. And they look shocked and surprised. I said, it's true. Go look it up for yourself.
Does it seem to you like the people that have been not giving that much? I mean, when you use your credit card, you're giving information. You're giving what you're buying, where you're buying it, when you're buying it, and how much you're buying of it.
That's true.
And, I mean, when I gas up, I pay cash. When I go grocery shopping, I pay cash. I pay cash for everything while the cash is still good. And you're leaving less of a paper trail, so they're trying to gather more and more information on you. Now they're going to try and get it with the fingerprints for the people that slipped through the cracks.
That's right.
Well, hey, listen, I don't want to take up too much time. You guys got other callers and everything like that, but thanks for taking my call, John, Ron. You guys have a great day.
Jerry, thank you for your support of this network, and thank you for being out there and trying to wake up and inform people. And this is what we all should be doing, and a lot of us still aren't.
It's our duty to spread the word.
I'm telling you, it's my duty to this country. You know, people keep asking me, John, why do you keep putting yourself through this? This is stressful for you. This is this and it's that. Because somebody has to. And if I sat back and left it up to somebody else, hell, the only thing we'd have is Genesis. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate your call. Which, by the way, I found the Debt Network anyhow. So, well, I guess there would be nothing out there if I didn't do something. Jeff in Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, John. Hey, Ronald. Ronald, have you had any chance to look at that Thorov stuff that I sent you that on the court cases?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't.
All right. Well, this was going to be a call to kind of go in that direction. But anyway, then let's talk about this, three different things. You know, the missing 13th Amendment time is the reset time for all the stuff that's really going on with the illegalities, you know, because the martial law rule issues are basically, you know, since, you know, March of 1861.
Why, so, what do you call it the reset time?
Well,
the change of the amendment?
The missing 13th Amendment was passed officially, and, you know, under, like, Ed Rivera's work, you know, organiclaws.org, and, you know, showing all the four organic laws, and, you know.
I don't know if it was passed. It just appeared. And the because I have older books that have the original 13th Amendment in it. But it just, the new amendment just appeared.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is, that's a cover-up is what I'm saying. So if you trace back all laws that are corporate in nature, you know, they zero out at when the missing a 13th Amendment fraud for case law purposes goes into effect. Do you understand what I'm saying? About titles of nobility. The Articles and Federation had titles of nobility, but they didn't have any issues to basically take away property or make sure you weren't in government or couldn't hold a proper position. So that other stuff is essentially, since the Civil War, the capital funds have been building up because the military conquest. Okay? And they've been, as Clint Richard shows, the United States military has invested worldwide to get all these things and then bring the birth certificates in, like in the 29 crash era, where everyone would be bonded, just like the Mandel House basically talking to Woodrow Wilson, you know, about the bonding. So what I'm trying to get to is the paperwork I sent you basically shows how to get an exit assessment, a zero income exit assessment, and essentially suck some of those funds out of that military system back into a common law jurisdiction. That's generically what it explains.
Well, that's interesting. Has it been done, accomplished?
Well, that's why you have to kind of go on. But if you layer that on top of what Dr. Rivera teaches about the free inhabitant status and the Articles of Confederation, which are still active, the thing that needs to be pushed is that I think a direct lawsuit about, you know, like this, you know, the martial law rule issue, like, as the people are operating right now, they're operating in a corporate status. And under the Clearfield Doctrine, a person in government could be sued personally under that doctrine, even though it's under martial law rule. Now, every case from what Joyce and Peter talked about, every court case which is a commercial offense is signed off by, in the 10 districts, by the military provost marshal.
I don't know about that.
Well, if you talk to Peter Neese, this is what they have researched, and you'd have to talk with them about it. So I'm just talking about the layers of things that are going on, all right?
Okay.
So the most direct thing to wake people up would be like a suit that basically directs it at the personal liability of the thing about the martial law rule, about how...
You know, Jeff, this is probably a topic we should discuss privately, you and I.
Well, but you know, Jeff is not going to leave you alone until you read what he sent you.
I know.
Okay, and I like his due diligence. He's not leaving go of this. He feels it's important. So, Mr. McDonald, I'm going to have to ask and make a request that you review his information.
Okay.
Because I want to see if there's any validity to this.
All right. I will.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks for your call. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
No, we're not in a boxing match, are we? Henry in Connecticut. Hello. How you doing, Henry?
Hi, how you doing? I have a flu. All right, I'll make it quick. Caller before me said something about Sharpton. You know what's so surprising is this. I have an upper, browser. It's from Norway because it's more private. And I saw there's a sports star, a black sports star, that told Sharpton to go F off.
I know.
I want to know what he's doing there. And that's the first time I heard anybody who was like a famous, celebrity And yet, even black at that, and he's a millionaire also. He plays for one of those top NFL teams.
Uh-huh.
I forgot the name. And he told him, something. And you know, they I guess there's not much they could say there. sorry, but I never heard that before. Have you? I mean, I don't follow Sharpton, but you know, I don't.
Well, I think I had that video posted on the website of somebody else that got into Mr. Sharpton's stuff. Basically saying, you know, what the hell are you doing here? Why are you here? And so that's all that these charlatans are doing is capitalizing off the race thing when most black Americans are tired of this, that have established themselves, that are trying to raise families. They're not out there parading black as if it's some kind of Zionist thing, you know, that we're...
Yeah, like the Ku Klux Klan, those with white, almost. There's not many KKK around, but,
no,
you know.
That's not what I was alluding to, okay? That's not what I was saying. I wasn't doing a KKK deal. I was simply saying that there are black Americans that don't think of themselves as being black. They just think of themselves as being Americans that are tired of this crap. This race baiting and this racism and all that. When we were making strides to do it, and they were enjoying the situation, and as white people, weren't we relieved because we could just now discharge the guilt that I never had in the first place? But here was racism being shoved down our throat, and basically what that was for, Henry, was a front for the new socialism of America. That you have to accept this, you have to be tolerant of this, and if you say anything against it, well, you're a racist. Horse pucky. Horse manure.
Well, yeah, look at the country now. It's becoming a third world piece of S. I mean, with all this illegal aliens and...
Well, absolutely, and if you were against that, well, you're a racist because you're against Mexicans, these poor Mexicans. Look, I love diversity.
I hear people say it, though, and I'll tell you, even on the radio, he would, what's his name, Savage. I hear Savage and even George Norrie, when they have callers mention something about that, they don't call him racist. Actually, they don't. And Norrie doesn't either, coast to coast. Certainly on the web, they just don't. Norrie may be kind of for that kind of stuff. Maybe not. I don't know. Norrie's a cool guy, George Norrie. But I know
Savage, who George Norrie is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's great.
And I know somebody that's better than George Norrie.
That type of show, yeah. Ooh, but I'm talking about Michael Savage also. He doesn't like it at all. But the fact is that here's the thing. You were talking about gun stuff before, too. I think some of that third world non-European immigration does cause problems, and we shouldn't take a lot of it, because here's what's weird. Ever since they started trying to integrate Sweden more with that by force in massive numbers, now they're talking like a few here and there, assimilate, but in massive numbers, they've had shootings, they had rapes, not all over, but the stuff that was unheard of. I had people call me from this was years ago, on a chat line from Canada, and it grew up in Canada, a guy like a little older than me, he was in Canada, he grew up in Toronto, and he was telling me what Toronto was in the 70s, and or how it's changing in the early 80s, and what it's became now, you know, which is worse. Since they have like this massive amount of enforced third world.
Henry, I'm gonna have to cut you off because I have a whole bevy of callers here and we're running out of time.
I was just gonna say, as far as the media goes, the media stuff will go down to TV because a lot of people aren't bothering with that. They're just bothering with the internet because they don't have to get a political.
But here's the problem: unless you have a working knowledge on how things should be, the internet doesn't do you any more good than watching the snooze on television. Unless you have a working, real knowledge base, how do you know what's real and what isn't? And how do you know where and how to judge it? Thank you for your call, Henry. Steve in Colorado. Hello, Steve.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hi.
God bless you. I know there's a few things I was looking at on your website, which is kind of startling and scary. The lawsuit filed, 17th Amendment, not ratified, along with the 16th Amendment, is pretty good news to read if anybody's reading it right now. I think it's about time things like this come out in the open.
Yeah. Yeah, most assuredly, because we've tried everything else, and nothing else has worked.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, what's more upsetting is to see U.S. Marines run massive drill to prepare for Ebola pandemic spreading across America. Now, you know, this is what upsets me, and I question, what kind of military do we have here today?
People that just follow orders.
I mean, it's outrageous. It's pathetic, and my dad's a veteran. He's an angry veteran, and I'm sure there's a lot of them out there that.
Why,
God.
Steve.
Yeah.
Take a breath here. Why is he angry?
Because of what's going on.
Okay.
You know, higher taxes. The corruption that's in the administration right now that we have. You know, all this.
Steve?
Yeah.
Does he understand how this government's been flipped?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean I totally get, you know, yeah, they're taking orders. But isn't it the right for the military? I know that I'm sure they're threatened in so many ways. They're young, a lot of them. If you speak out, you know, you can get taken out if you go against the grain in the military too. For God only knows it's probably happened so many times, but after a while, don't you kind of scratch your head and say it's time to question your orders?
That's the way it used to be. If you paid any attention to the new commercials that they're running for joining the Army, they're starting a campaign of how we're out there to keep everybody safe. And this is my mission. No matter where I'm sent, I'm there for humanitarian reasons. Yeah.
What's your name again? I totally lost that.
Steve, this is John.
John, you know... I'll tell you this, there's so much going on, but I think this Ebola scare is, it's all about shutting the borders down and sealing off this country, and it gives it a perfect excuse to do that too, but it kind of camouflages the two-party system, where the two-party system doesn't have to look like the bad guys anymore. Am I onto something? I mean,
no.
Do you think that's a good thought right there with that?
No. Because, how many times you want me to say no, Steve?
Okay.
No. Because if it was the case, you'd be seeing the news stories of how our borders have been sealed. And you've not seen those, have you? The reason being is they are not.
Okay, so you don't, do you see this Ebola situation being overblown?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Don't you?
Yeah, totally.
And I'm asking for people to think about the swine flu scare that the World Whore Organization come out and told everybody half the planet's going to die. And the CDC is saying, yes, this is real, and people should have their swine flu shots. And then quietly, if you dig around, you will find out that the Centers for Disease Control later admitted that it was overblown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But they still keep on saying it on the radio.
Well, of course they do. These are the control freaks, and they own the media, don't they?
Yeah, narcissists.
All right, Steve, thanks for your call. Ron McDonald, that wore me out. The last two calls just wore me flat out. I thank you for being on the program, and you know I'm going to ask you next Monday.
Yes, I do.
So if it happens,
you'll probably get the same answer.
Well, but, you know, I'm looking for, in the next 7 days, I get some good news that your new book's coming out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure.
All righty. And, folks, we are still doing a pledge drive because I haven't been beating the crap out of it. I know you want more news and information and interaction. But we are still doing the pledge drive. We need your support now. I'm not joking. Let's not reach a critical mass here. Go to the webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, and please... With